Kilaim Perek Zayin Mishnah Beis 7:2, continuing with Havracha, propagating vines underground where you have a mommy, and then the mommy vine has one particular offshoot which is trained underground and come up another side to produce, let's say, a baby which will grow into a separate grape trunk and tree and vine all to itself. So the question here in our Mishnah is, how does one look at the status of a series of mommies and babies? Can they be combined to constitute a kerem? So the Mishnah says, Hamarich shalosh gefanim vekreim nirin. If one does havracha, trains, takes three mommies and trains their vines underground and then pulls them up, let's say, you know, four amos down the way and pulls off the ground so that both the three mommy trunks and the three baby shoots are all visible. So the question is, can that constitute, even though you only have three source plants, three mommies, can they combine now to be a kerem? Because remember, a kerem just requires two rows of three vines in the first and two in the second, where the two are, you know, opposite the other two. So this would be a setup of three and three, but that certainly isn't, should be enough if you count baby as a separate tree from the mommy. So then you would have three and three, and that should constitute not just individual vines, but a kerem. That's our question, and the answer is Rabbi Eliezer Berb Tzadok Omer Im Yesh Beinehem Ma'arba Amos Vad Shmona Hare Elu Mitzdarfos. He says, yes, indeed. Provided that the distance between the mommies and the babies is at least four amos and no more than eight amos, so that's the usual measurement we have when it comes to a kerem, that's the space you need between one row and the next. So provided you have at least four amos and no more than eight amos between the first row of mommies and the second row of babies, so then they're mitzdarfot, they combine to constitute a kerem, upping the distancing required from just six tefachim around each of the three mommies, and now six vines altogether, to being a work area of four almost all the way around the perimeter of the mommy and baby kerem. Vim lav, on the other hand, if there isn't a total of four almost distance between the mommies and the babies, enem mitzdarfos, so then they do not combine, meaning that the work area would just remain six tefachim around each and every of the six vines, the three mommies and three babies. Period. New paragraph, new din here in the Mishnah. It says, Gefen sheyavsha. What's the din, asks the Mishnah, if you have a grapevine which is dried out, meaning it's dead. The vine is dead, but it, you know, looks like a grapevine. And certainly the same way oftentimes in the winter, the grapevine looks dead, but comes back to life, so to speak, in the summertime. The question is, can one plant his grains or greens around a grapevine which no longer is alive? It just is the wood remains. So the Mishnah says, Asura ve'ena mekadeshes. The Mishnah says, you may not plant grains or greens in the six tefachim area of a dead grapevine. But the reason why is just Maris Ayin, says the Bar Tanura, because it looks like you planted by a real vine, and perhaps in future years people will think, oh, that was just a vine that had not produced because it was, say, wintertime, and then they would plant, they would come to plant grains or greens within the illegal proximity of a grapevine. People think that you just were Mekayim Kilayim. So therefore it's Aser, but Ve'ena Mekadeshes, since really Midoraisa, the grapevine is dead, not producing grapes anymore, and we've learned already that it needs to be producing grapes, you know, in the at least the size of Pol Lavan, v'chule v'chule, since none of that is applicable here, really Midoraisa, there's no Kilayim, and therefore Ve'ena Mekadeshes, it does not, it's forbidden to plant the grains or greens near this dead grapevine, but if you do, what you planted, the grains or greens do not become Aser Bahana. Period. And now a new din. The Mishnah segues, since we had discussed in the last words of the Mishnah that something is forbidden, asr ve'ena mekadeshes, but doesn't render something to be asr bahana, the Mishnah now segues into that topic. And we'll have two other dinim here that are unrelated to the previous dinim of the Mishnah. The first is the question of planting cotton inside a vineyard. Now, this really is a throwback to a Mishnah we had in the fifth parak, Mishnah Ches 5:8. Over there, we said that there's certain things that can and certain things that cannot be planted inside a vineyard. And the issue we were discussing there are what's called Zerone Gina. Zerone Gina are plants that are cultivated, but not for the seeds. Rather, they're cultivated for the plant itself. In other words, we discussed how tavua is like a grass. Like you, when you plant wheat, you want it for the wheat kernel. And when you plant beans, you want them for the beans. That's the seed of the bean plant. But other Zerone Gina are planted where you want the actual plant for eating and not for not for the seeds at all. Like when you plant a cucumber, for example, you don't want the cucumber seeds, you want the cucumber proper. So we divided Zeirona Gina into, the Rambam describes them in two separate subcategories in the end of Hilchos Kilayim in the Rambam, Perek Aleph Mishnah, Rambam Halacha Ches Tes, where he says you can divide Zeirona Gina into two categories. One is Mine Yirakos and one is Mine Zeraim. So Mine Yirakos are, the Rambam's difference is Mine Yirakos are planted in small patches and Mine Zeraim are planted in like perhaps large areas, large fields and so. I've always been translating Mine Yirakos in short as greens. When I say grains and greens, I'm referring to grains are tua and greens are Mine Yirakos. In any case, but Mine Zeraim are yes allowed to be planted in a vineyard. We had cases in the previous, back in 5H, we talked about certain kinds of plants like the iris maybe and the rose and hemp. So here we're talking about cotton. The question is in our Mishnah, is cotton considered to be Mine Yirakos or is it considered Mine Zeraim? And apparently it's sort of a borderline case. So if it was confirmed to be Mine Yirakos, then it would be not allowed. If it's Mine Zeraim, it's yes allowed. And here Rabbi Meir says, Af Tzemer Geffen, when it comes to cotton, literally it means wool of the vine, but it's cotton, Asur, one may not plant cotton inside a vineyard, a kerem, Veinu Mekadesh, but if one does, it doesn't render the cotton or the vines Asur Bahana, because really, Mekar Adin, it's, says Rabbi Meir, it's Mine Zeraim and Mutter to plant in a vineyard. So apparently it's a borderline case. The Rambam Paskins not like this Rebbe Meir, meaning the Rambam Paskins that Tzemer Geffen cotton is forbidden and would actually render the cotton and the vines Asur Bahana. But Rebbe Meir is disagreeing with that and saying it's a borderline case. He recognizes it, so he forbids you to plant it. But if you did, since really it's Mutter, it's okay, says Rebbe Meir. The last part of the Mishnah is another din that also invokes the halacha of Asur Veinu Mekadesh, something that's forbidden to do, but if you do it, it doesn't render it Asur Bahana. And this is the case we learned about in the previous Mishnah of the prohibition of planting directly above a vine that had been propagated underground. So in that Mishnah we said you can't do it, and the fear was that the roots of what you planted above would descend into the ground and puncture into the vine below, and that would be an Isser of harkava, grafting a yerek, a vegetable above, with an ilan, a tree below. So here in Rabbi Lezer ben Tzadok Mishmo, he says in the name of Rabbi Meir, afal gabe gefen, if you do that, if you plant above a vine that's been propagated underground, asraveinu makadesh, it's forbidden to do, but if you did it, it doesn't prohibit what was planted above the underground vine. Now, the reason why he says that is as follows. You recall that so far in the Masechta, we've seen two different categories of kilayim. The first three prakim of kilayim dealt with kilay zeraim, the prohibition of mixed species, and then prakim 4, 5, 6, and 7 have been dealing with kilay hakerem, prohibition of mixed species in a vineyard. And you recall that the Torah says that mixed species in a vineyard becomes kidesh, becomes asr bahana, but that's not true by kilayim mixed species, kilay zeraim, in general. Now, meaning that if you have kilay zeraim, it's forbidden, but if you do it, one still may eat the foods that were mixed together. That's true even if you have harkava. Harkava was where normal harkava is grafting, where you take two trees and you take the trunk of one and you take a scion, like a branch of the other, and you put them together to make a single tree that produces like a tangelo and so on, these weird hybrid fruits, etc. So harkava is forbidden both just with a tree inside a tree, but also a vegetable into a vegetable, or even a vegetable into a tree. So that's what's happening here. The case is you have a tree and a grapevine beneath the ground, and you have a vegetable, a yerek, like let's say a cucumber or something, growing above it. And therefore we said it's forbidden because the roots of, let's say, the cucumber will descend and graft in and combine with the tree, the grapevine, below the ground, and that'll be harkava, the prohibition of combining a yerek to be grafted with a tree. But if that's the problem, so then there should be no Isra of Hana. There should be no prohibition against eating the cucumbers that were grafted with the grapevine. It's prohibited to do, but if you did it, it should be permitted. And that's why, at least according to Rabbi Eliezer Reb Tzadok, Amar Mishmo, who said in the name of Rabbi Meir, Afal Gabe Geffen, the same goes, like in the previous Mishnah, if you plant a vegetable or grain directly above an underground grapevine, asur, it's prohibited to do, veinu mekadesh, however, it doesn't make what's growing above, or the grapevine asur, bahana. However, the halacha does not follow Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Tzadok Mishmo. The halacha is like the Tanakama, that meaning that in this latter case, it would be asur bahana if you plant something directly above a propagated vine, and as I said before, cotton inside a vineyard is forbidden and is mekadesh.